Jacob was a dirt poor farm boy, raised at the fork in the road in a clapboard house. And Rachel was a land baron's daughter, born with a silver spoon in her mouth. Her daddy said he wouldn't stand Rachel to waste her life with a common man. He tried hard to keep them apart, but you can't draw lines in a young girl's heart. So late one night by the harvest moon, Jacob climbed a ladder up to Rachel's room. He knew his place, it was right beside her. Step by step up to her world, head over heels for a brown-eyed girl. And getting caught didn't seem to matter, 'cause heaven was awaiting at the top of Jacob's ladder. It'll be 5 years September since her daddy found a letter and a note on her windowsill. Swore he'd never forgive them, nothing melts a heart like a grandchild will. Now she climbs up on his knee, says, "Grandpa, tell a story, the one about me." He thinks back and his eyes shine, says, "Listen, child, once upon a time." Late one night by the harvest moon, your daddy climbed the ladder to your mom's room. He knew his place, it was right beside her. Step by step up to her world, head over heels for my little girl. And here you are, that's all that matters, 'cause heaven was waiting at the top of Jacob's ladder. Oh, and an angel was waiting at the top of Jacob's ladder.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. House Republicans will try again today to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas after Tuesday's attempt failed.
A stunning vote causing more chaos on Capitol Hill. A Republican effort to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas failed last night.
The yeas are 214 and the nays are 216.
After a surprise appearance by Congressman Al Green, he was expected to miss the vote due to his recent surgery. But the Democrat rolled into the House chamber in a wheelchair, wearing hospital scrubs, to vote against impeaching Mayorkas.
ABC's Ike Adjachi in Washington. Donald Trump plans to appeal Tuesday's appellate court ruling that he can be prosecuted for trying to overthrow his 2020 election loss. Three people killed, 16 injured and wounded in Kyiv in Russian bombardment early Wednesday morning. This is ABC News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric. Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes. You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Resetting your password. Unsubscribing from emails. Printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit losses in the milk markets, March down 30 to 1747, April down 27 to 1774, May down 25 to 1790, June milk down 15 at 1820. Cheese markets were lower, barrels down 1.5 to 150, 7.5 40-pound blocks down 3.5 to 160, 1.5 2 trade a barrel, 1 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 2.5 to 277, 8 trades on the day. Grade A nonfat dry milk up 1.5 to 124, 6 trades. Dry whey down 3/4 to 50 even, 1 trade on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets closed mostly higher as the corn markets were lower. Also, the cash markets, while not established yet, are expected to be established later this week. Higher hog markets, though, mostly lower. As there's a lack of fundamental support this week, and that is helping to pressure the markets. Only 185 head of hogs have been sold so far this week. February live cattle up 327 to 183. March feeder cattle up 392 to 246.67. February hogs down 92 cents to 73.47. Chicago Board of Trade corn prices were lower on the day at the lower end of the trading range on a quiet day with lack of fresh bullish news. Also positioning ahead of the next WASDE report. Meanwhile, soybeans and wheat, they also moved mostly higher. Again, a lack of bullish news, but a lot of positioning ahead of that WASDE report. March corn down 4 to 438.75. New crop down 0.5 to 477.25. March beans up 3.25 to 1199.5. New crop up 3/4 to 1177.5. March wheat in Chicago up 4.75 to 595. May up 3.75 to 602.75. Minneapolis wheat March up 2.25 to 693.25. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 372, March 375, April 377, new crop 422. Cash beans 1110, March 1115, April 1118, new crop at 1093. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 393.75, March 396.75, April 406.5, new crop 422.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn at 438.75, March 438.75, April 450.5, new crop 477.25. Synergy Co-op Elk Mount, cash corn 380, March 383, new crop 422, cash beans 1119, March 1122, new crop 1102. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 384, new crop 422, cash beans 1114, new crop 1092. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 413, April 423, May 426, new crop 427, cash beans 1150, April 1179, May 1181, new crop 1122. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 381, new crop 422, cash beans 1124, new crop 1102. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 157 to 176, Holstein fed cattle 126 to 160, market cows 70 to 112, bulls 98 to 118, calves 270 to 790, beef steers 180 to 290, Holstein steers 75 to 245. Sheep markets, market lambs 220 and down, ewes 125 and down, rams 140 and down, goat markets, does 175 and down, bucks 200 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 120 to 335, fed lambs 182 to 225, ewes 100 to 135. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 50 little blue pills or little yellow pills for only $120 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 800-896-1696, and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Been thinking about Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 800-896-1696 for as little as only $120 for 50 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 800-896-1696 and ask about our express shipping option, and we'll rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on the little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 800-896-1696 now. That's 800-896-1696.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy but mild today. We'll get to around 55 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered light rain showers are possible. Our low down to 45. Tomorrow, scattered showers, maybe even an isolated thunderstorm or two. Our high tomorrow near 56. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Yeah. hang in Margaritaville and minding my own. Some foreign car driving dude with a road rage attitude pulled up beside me talking on his cell phone. He started yelling at me like I did something wrong. He flipped me the bird and then he was gone. Some beach somewhere, there's a big umbrella casting shade over an empty chair. Palm trees are growing and warm breezes blowing. I picture myself right there on some beach somewhere. I circled the parking lot trying to find a spot just big enough I could park my old truck. A man with a big cigar was getting into his car. I stopped and I waited for him to back up. But from out of nowhere a Mercedes-Benz came cruising up and whipped right in. Some beach somewhere, there's nowhere to go and you got all day to get there. There's cold margaritas and hot senoritas smiling with long dark hair on some beach somewhere. Well, I sat in that waiting room, it seemed like all afternoon. The nurse finally said, "Doc's ready for you. You're not gonna feel a thing. We'll give you some Novocaine. That tooth will be fine in a minute or two." Then he stuck that needle down deep in my gum, and he started drilling before I was numb. Some beach somewhere, there's a beautiful sunset burning up the atmosphere. There's music and dancing and lovers romancing the salty evening air on some beach somewhere. On some beach somewhere.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Look yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. Coming down that railroad track, it's the Orange Muscle Special, bringing my baby back. And lose these New York blues. Whoa!
Florida.
When am I going back to Florida? I don't know. I don't reckon I ever will.
Ain't you worried about getting your nourishment in New York?
Oh, I don't care if I do die, do die, do die, do die, do die. Hey, talk about a rambling. She's the fastest train on the line. Talk about a trap. She's the fastest train on the line. It's that orange blossom special rolling down the seaboard line.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Johnny Cash and the Orange Blossom Special here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the low to mid 30s across the region this morning. Another warm day today with temperatures back into the 50s. We do have some changes on the way, though, and we'll have details with our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, we're going to chat with Wisconsin Agriculture Secretary Randy Romanski. Had a chance to talk with him during the Corn Soybean Expo. We'll chat with Secretary Romanski here coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here on the WRDN Morning Farm.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Even though everyone's daily lives have been recently changed, NTEC's ongoing commitment to keep our communities connected hasn't. NTEC's fiber optic networks provide reliable internet, telephone, and TV services that are meeting the challenge of today's unprecedented communications and entertainment needs. Whether you're working, learning, or just unwinding, you can be assured that NTEC will keep you online. Contact NTEC today and let them prove to you that they are your premier hometown connection.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Wisconsin ranks number one for ginseng production. We'll tell you more coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Wisconsin is a global leader in ginseng production. The 76th Alice in Dairyland, Ashley Higginow, says ginseng is a specialty root crop.
Ginseng is similar in look to ginger. It is the root that we harvest, and that is the most valuable part of the crop. And when it comes to ways that we can use ginseng, there are so many different ways, but it's commonly taken in tea form as maybe a capsule. You can also grind ginseng roots into powder, or there's ginseng extract that you can taste or take each and every day. But again, ginseng is a specialty root crop where we harvest the root, and it goes on to have many different uses, both here in Wisconsin and the United States and also across the world, as Wisconsin ginseng has a place in the global market as well.
While it may look like ginger, Higginow says it's much different in taste.
Exactly right. So ginseng, especially Wisconsin ginseng, is known for its very bitter flavor. And when we think about our palates and our diets here in the United States, we really don't have a lot of products, especially products that we can use in food, that are known for its bitter flavor. So when it comes to Wisconsin ginseng across the world, we are recognized for our bitter flavor, which is very unique when it comes to ginseng.
Higginow adds ginseng has an economic impact that contributes to Wisconsin's $104 billion agriculture industry.
We produce 98% of cultivated ginseng for the United States. And then we also produce about 10% of the world's supply of ginseng. So not only do we recognize ginseng here at the state level and at the national level and its importance for Wisconsin, but on the global level, Wisconsin ginseng plays a very important role in the global marketplace. And we export about 85% of our ginseng here in Wisconsin to Asian countries, especially such as China, Korea, and Japan. So Wisconsin ginseng plays a very important role here in Wisconsin on the state level for our agricultural industry. And across the world, we are recognized here in Wisconsin for our high quality ginseng.
That's Wisconsin's 76th Allison Dereland. Ashley Hagenaum. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
My daughter is normally a little goofball. But after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Her best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy, but mild today. We'll get to around 55 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered light rain showers are possible. Our low down to 45. Tomorrow, scattered showers, maybe even an isolated thunderstorm or two. Our high tomorrow near 56. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
It was Labor Day weekend. I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. It was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. But the memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt,
skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks.
She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget, no, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget, something like that.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Loretta Lynn and Honky Tonk Girl here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnekins. And we have temperatures in the low to mid 30s across the region this morning. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is encouraging nonprofit organizations, producer organizations, government agencies, universities, and other agriculture groups to apply now for the Specialty Crop Block Grant Program, as those program funds can be used to benefit the entire specialty crop industry as a whole. And they're seeking applicants that will enhance the competitiveness of Wisconsin's specialty crop insurance, or industries rather, in domestic and foreign markets. And for more information, just visit the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture website. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by propane, the energy for everyone. Last month, officials at the USDA announced a big boost in spending to identify and support new markets for American agricultural commodities. The Market Access Program and Foreign Market Development Program will each receive millions, and I'll have the details after this. More than 800,000 American farms choose propane every day for nearly every job on the farm. From propane-powered flame weed control as an alternative to herbicides to propane-powered irrigation engines that reduce greenhouse gas emissions by nearly 20%, propane is a reliable, environmentally friendly energy source. Plus, propane delivers significant savings over other fuels, boosting both profits and efficiency, all while lowering emissions. And with the Propane Farm Incentive Program, farms are growing more benefits to their bottom line with direct payments of up to $5,000 to participating ag producers, just for documenting propane's performance on the farm. Learn more about how propane is helping farms reduce emissions and grow their savings. Visit booth WS20 and WS22 at the World Ag Expo, February 13th through the 15th in Tulare, California, or go to propane.com today. Officials at the USDA started their year by announcing new funding for the Market Access Program and the Foreign Market Development Program, with those two groups set to receive $203 million to help expand export markets for U.S. food and agricultural products. Daniel Whitley, USDA's Foreign Ag Service Administrator, says these types of investments have a history of providing strong returns for ag exports, noting that for each dollar invested in export market development, U.S. ag exports have increased by more than $24. The largest tranche of funding, nearly $174 million, will be distributed by the Market Access Program to 68 nonprofits and cooperatives. Those groups will use the funds for brand and customer promotion initiatives in this next fiscal year. Cotton Council International will receive the largest allocation at $14.7 million. The U.S. Meat Export Federation and the Food Export Association of the Midwest are both slated for more than $10 million each in funding. But on the other end of the spectrum, many groups, including the National Industrial Hemp Council, California Olive Committee, the American Feed Industry Association, and the Mohair Council, will each receive allocations of between $134,000 and $202,000. The remainder of the funds, $27 million, will be distributed by the Foreign Market Access Program to 20 agriculture producer trade associations in the form of a spending match for expenses related to promoting commodity consumption overseas. Those groups will have to contribute $2.50 for every dollar in federal funding they receive. USDA officials say this latest round of investments complements the Regional Agricultural Promotion Program announced last year. I'll have more details when we come back.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Soil health is one of the most important parts of your farm. Without good soil health, crop yields are affected and so is your bottom line. Bluff Country Feed and Seed can help improve your soil health with products from Midwestern BioAg. With dry and liquid biologic fertilizers that help the soil hold nutrients for your crop, to soil and plant testing to find out how much and what type of fertilizer you need. Bluff Country Feed and Seed will improve your farm's profitability through improved soil health. Start improving your farm's soil health today. Call or visit Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi or visit them online at bluffcountryfs.com.
Well, that's a $200 million investment in new markets for ag products from the USDA, and more funding is expected as applications for the Regional Ag Promotion Program are still being assessed. Now, that program could push as much as $300 million more into export promotion for U.S. commodities. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Propane, the energy for everyone. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Total by Verizon is wireless that goes all in for you. That means unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, priced by us at $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan. And as always, no contracts. Sounds pretty hard to beat, but all in is all in. So we added international calling to fill the year with more, hey girl, because it can't be total unless it's all in. Find a store and exclusive deals at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate with auto pay discount beginning the month after you enroll, plus taxes and fees. Additional restrictions apply. See website for data management practices and full terms.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at. And olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top. And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%. Mm-mm.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Baby, look good in them blue jeans, tied on the top with a belly button ring, a little tattoo somewhere in between. She only shows to me. Hey, we're going out dancing, she's ready tonight. So damn good looking, boys, it ain't even right. And when the bartender says for the lady, what's it gonna be? Tell it, man. She ain't into wine and roses. Beer just makes her turn up her nose, and she can't stand a thought of sipping champagne. No Cuervo gold margaritas. Just ain't enough good burning tequila. She needs something with a little more rage and a little more pain. My little whiskey girl, she's my little whiskey girl, my ragged on the edges girl, ah, but I like them rough. Baby got a 69 Mustang, four on the floor, and you ought to hear the pipe ring. I jump behind a wheel and it's away we go. Yeah, I drive too fast, but she don't care. Blue bandana tied all up in her hair, just sitting there singing every song on the radio. She ain't into wine and roses. Beer just makes her turn her nose, and she can't stand a thought of sipping champagne. No Cuervo gold margaritas, just ain't enough good burning tequila. She needs something with a little more red and a little more pain. She's my little whiskey girl, she's my little whiskey girl, my ragged on the edges girl, oh, but I like them rough. No Cuervo gold margaritas, just ain't enough good burning tequila. She needs something with a little more rage and a little more pain. She's my little whiskey girl, oh, she's my little whiskey girl, my ragged on the edges girl, oh, but I like them rough. Yeah, I like them rough. I like them rough.
When I was 14, I was falling fast for a blue-eyed girl in my homeroom class. Trying to find the courage to ask her out was like trying to get oil from a water spout. What she would have said, I can't say. I never did ask, then she moved away. But I learned something from my blue-eyed girl. Sink or swim, you gotta give it a whirl. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. I
to talk, and you might have to crawl even after you walk. Had your things blow up in my face, seen the long shot win the race. Been knocked down by the slamming door, picked myself up and came back for more. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go.
Go Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Maybe she was smiling in the mirror. Maybe I was too, 'cause I was stoned. Singing every sad song on the jukebox one more time. Honey, they were hitting close to home. And I said, maybe this will make you think I'm crazy. Honey, don't feel lonesome. I'd like to spend the night with you. And she said, stranger,
shut off the light and leave me.
Somewhere, shut out the shadows too. And while we lay there, thinking believe you.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. California Representative Josh Harder is sounding the alarm amid a possible milk carton shortage, saying USDA needs to act and act fast. Harder says not having enough half-pint milk cartons will have a huge impact on students and school lunch programs and the dairy industry. San Joaquin County, California is a top producer of milk. In 2022, milk brought in more than $626 million to the county. 20% of the nation's milk supply comes from California, but that's only if dairy manufacturers have the cartons to deliver it. It also needs the cartons to deliver to schools. Milk is required by the National School Lunch Program. Lower cattle numbers that lead to higher prices for beef producers also has implications for dairy farms. USDA recently reported that the U.S. cattle herd reached its lowest level since 1951. Brian Doherty of Total Farm Marketing explains what it means for dairy farmers.
In theory, if you look at the dairy industry and see that the shift over the last several years has been to more dairy beef production, yes, that's good for dairy producers. But does it take cows out of the production cycle to get that kind of reduced herd to push prices higher? That's the million-dollar question. And so you're still dealing with an industry that continues to consolidate. You see smaller farmers moving more to the wayside. That's just the nature of it right now.
To get milk prices to head higher, Doherty says one of two things needs to happen.
We need demand to cycle in a bigger way than it has been, or the market has to actually see or at least perceive that the cow numbers are taking an appreciable drop. And I'm not talking 10 or 20,000 cows from report to report. I'm talking an appreciable drop of 1% or 2%. That we haven't seen on the cow side.
Doherty says, however, dairy producers are facing significant headwinds.
The headwinds they're facing, again, the dollar, China economy, consumer debt here at home. Less than 40% of Americans have $1,000 on hand or in the bank. Things are kind of tight. There's just not a lot of extra money to chase a lot of high-priced food value. Food inflation is still here, unfortunately.
Farmer sentiment has taken a downturn at the start of 2024 as the January Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer Index fell to a reading of 106, 8 points below a month earlier. Compared to year-end, producers had a more negative outlook of their farm's current situation, along with a weakened outlook for the future. The current conditions index fell 9 points. Anticipated lower farm income in 2024 significantly influenced the declines across all indices, evident in the Farm Financial Performance Index, registering at 85. That was 12 points lower than a month earlier. The combination of high input costs and declining commodity prices generated a weaker financial performance outlook for 2024, according to the survey results. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. This is the Morning Farm Report. Restaurant sales are forecast to exceed $1.1 trillion this year, marking a new milestone for the industry that will employ over 15.7 million people in the U.S. by the end of the year. The National Restaurant Association released its 2024 State of the Restaurant Industry Report Tuesday. The report finds restaurant operators are cautiously optimistic about the year ahead, with nearly 8 in 10 predicting their sales will increase or hold steady from 2023 levels. However, challenges still exist for the sector. Consumers will notice menu changes more frequently. It's more often the result of increased food costs. In the past year, operators reported needing to find new suppliers, removing items from their menus, adjusting portion sizes, or substituting lower-cost items, all in response to elevated food prices. The availability of food items also impacted menu composition, with more than three-quarters of operators saying their restaurant experienced supply delays or shortages of key food or beverage items in 2023. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy, but mild today. We'll get to around 55 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered light rain showers are possible. Our low down to 45. Tomorrow, scattered showers, maybe even an isolated thunderstorm or two. Our high tomorrow near 56. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Real Country, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Riding down the road in my pickup truck, you better be ready, cause I'm picking you up. With a full moon shining and a little bit of luck, we'll run out of gas and maybe get stuck. We can get lost, baby, I don't care. I ain't worried as long as you're there. There ain't no place that I'd rather be next to you, sitting next to me. There ain't no place that I'd rather be next to you, next to me. Chicken and aluminum foil, just enough money for my gas and oil. Who needs your shrimp and your caviar? I sooner have you just the way you are. Rich people got the money to hold, mansion on the hill and diamonds and gold. They can't compare as far as I can see. Next to you, sitting next to me, there ain't no place that I'd rather be. Next to you, next to me. Change the station if the news comes on. When the signal ain't coming in too strong, we'll make our own music, honey, all night long. If the good Lord's willing, when we're old and gray, the kids are grown up and moved away, we'll be rocking this side by side with the barbecue chicken and the TV guy. Well, there ain't no place that I'd rather be next to you, sitting next to me. No, there ain't no place that I'd rather be.
You say we got some
Why don't you give it a rest?